This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're still listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Audrey, Frida and Arvin. And we're asking you today how you stay creative at work. And we're asking you to share some of your productivity hacks with us. We have a couple of responses over on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. We've got Chiang here, speaking of video games, taking a break from work to walk around playing Pokemon Go. Wizards Unite.
Pokemon Go is still a thing, huh?
To clear your mind. I'm sure you're running around and having a good laugh, you know, doing that.
Yeah.
Still with Maggie, solitaire on the PC. The arranging and rearranging is much more convenient simulation of tidying up than actually tidying up the organized mess at my workstation and not being able to find that relocated file report. I play games, right? I play Words with Friends, I play Bejeweled because I know it's timed, that kind of thing. So that's sort of like my little segue, and then I'm back to work.
And you can keep it short also, right? We have a couple of messages on Instagram. So this is from Fabsimo, who says, setting a time limit for tasks, therefore creating time pressure and the urge to finish shit. We have another one from Indy Nair, who says, do something different every day, take a different route to work, think of a new idea and implement it. And there's one from Lars Insignia, who says Trello.
What's that?
Trello's the organization app. The synced organization app. It's like, you know, it makes it easier for you to I think some companies, in mostly in the US, use Slack also to, you know, communicate with each other. And then Trello is where you just organize your tasks, and it makes it easier to see what you've done, what you've not done. It's like a checklist that is synced to all your devices.
Speaking of Slack, I remember when we covered creativity in one of our shows like a couple of years ago, someone said something about slowing down Slack, because if you can slow down the notifications, it's less of a distraction. So if you keep getting distracted by your notifications from your emails or from a messaging service like Slack, then it's actually taking away from letting those creativity juices flow.
Mm.
So maybe, you know, slowing down notifications, enabling pull instead of push notifications might be helpful as well.
So Slack makes you Slack.
Ha! There you go.
Moving on.
Set it on air, Arvin.
Yeah. Moving on to the... we have a story about how remote work is not just a Silicon Valley startup thing.
Right. So 40 lessons from 4 years of remote work. We will not go through the 40 lessons. We'll just go through a couple of things, which I feel that... which might be applicable here. And things that I've experienced personally sort of ties in with creativity and remote work as well. One of which is, it says, you're going to be about 10 times more productive. And it's really true, because you're not interrupted, right? You sort of set aside time and you're just focusing there. No one's talking to you. You're just getting work done. I agree with that one. Remote or some level remote flexible work is for almost everyone. It's within reach of more companies than you might think. I think also some companies are experimenting with this now, realizing that maybe Mondays and Fridays you don't have to come in, so you know how to schedule your meetings only on Tuesdays and Thursdays and fitting into your life. Or just talking to a colleague today, and like the wife goes to work at 10 so that she avoids traffic, right? So, you know, so 9:30 to 10 instead of going to the usual time. So these are the things that actually are coming in. So I think we're being more flexible as well. And it says that if you're thinking about experimenting with remote work at a company, try to make it sure everyone feels equally part of the team and in the loop. It sucks to be a second class citizen just because you're not in the office. I'm also thinking whether what kind of work you do, right? You know what I mean? Like, we're obviously, for us at this point in technology allows it, but at this point in time, it's still not possible for us to do our shows,
our live shows,
shows, you know, at my house, you know, you know. So it's still not you know, workable. You can do pre-recording everything, so you can be smart about things, but there's a lot of times so you still have to be in the office as well. He says that it helps to create a morning and evening ritual to help define your days. It can be as simple as watering the plants or taking a walk, okay? If you've hired people you trust, and if you haven't, why not? Trust that they are working. I think that's the biggest thing, right? Why people are not open to remote working. They feel that they haven't trusted the person. So having done remote working before, that's why you need to set up KPIs and things that you have to achieve by a certain date. And so it doesn't matter how you get it done, so long as you get it done by a certain date. And then you just work on the basis of trust, right? I used to be able to fit in a bit of going to the gym in the middle of the day, making sure that no calls, and it's usually during lunchtime or whatever. So just making sure that you can actually plan your time a little bit better. So just work on the basis of trust that work will get done.
So is accountability higher when, you know, you have to, well, you know, work by yourself. You're responsible for X amount of tasks. Then, you know, you kind of have to squeeze that in, say, during the one work day. Is accountability higher then, do you think?
I feel so. And I like I said, you know, do you hire a person based on trust, you know? And you also then have to be... I guess you also have to find someone that you can be accountable to, right? And then be contactable at certain times. But you can actually plan your time right now. Okay, I'll do calls at 2. I'll start arranging the calls at 10 as much as possible, but if it's within your control and everything. But yeah, I feel that accountability is there. I'm wondering whether it works with people who've worked a little bit more, more responsible, more mature. Does it work from someone who's just started work? I don't know, right? My experience is that it's always like when you just started work and you're young and fresh, you need some order, and then later on that remote thing might work better for you later.
Yeah. You know the series on Vox that someone saw, what's it called?
Beyond Borders?
Beyond Borders, yeah. I think that's the show where he crafted the show and then he sold it to Vox and the production company doesn't follow him anywhere. So in that case, I think they're still paying him, or these companies sort of pay the people to do the work, but you still have to trust them 100% because they are somewhere else in the world. Your crew is not with them. There's no HR manager looking after what they're doing. So they could be doing all sorts of other things on company money. Right. So I think that comes down to accountability and like 100% trust on the person that they will deliver the work, even though, you know, they are not, even though you can't keep an eye on them. It's physically impossible for you to keep an eye on them.
Okay. It's like combating guilt is the biggest remote work secret no one tells you. I think it's because you don't get any cues like you in an office. Like when you look around, you're the only one working because there's a cake in the kitchen. You know, so you don't get, sometimes you feel, I feel guilty. Am I working hard enough? Am I, you know, because no one's watching me. Am I stealing company's time? This actually was on my mind, right? If you have a conscience, like, you know, so that was the thing. He talks about Slack here, which is an app, I guess, in the West, they'll use it a little bit more. Slack creates false urgency in decision-making, so slow it down on purpose. If you work from home mostly, have a space that's just your own and just for work if you can. This is doubly important if your partner also works at home. So I had a dedicated work area with a printer and everything, and that was like, okay, that's when I'm in that room, I'm in work mode, you know, that kind of thing. So now obviously it's in the storeroom, but once upon a time it was the work room, and that was very important. So I'm in there, close the door, don't disturb me, I'm actually working, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, so there's no substitute for physical presence yet. So 6 months is about as long as we like to go as a team without getting together, at least in small groups. So just being in the same physical space once in a while is a powerful recalibration. So what I did then was, when I was doing a bit more regional work and I had more dealings in Malaysia, that was the case. When I was doing more further work and I didn't have any associates there, I make a point to come to work maybe once every 2 weeks just to catch up with colleagues and have lunch and just remind myself that I'm actually employed by someone.
Part of the community.
Yeah, part of the community. And that's, you know, usually I go in to submit claims and then fit lunch into that. So that was good. Wear sweatpants every day if you want. It's fine. I save so much money on clothes during that period. It was amazing. When you work remotely, you have to be deliberate about making time for serendipity. So take time to just say hi in a video chat or hang out. We have regular impromptu hour chats on Buffer. So this author, he works for Buffer. So back in the day, for me, there was no video chat so much, but there was definitely teleconferences and things like that. I remember doing this story. Someone actually would get a few of them, and they'll set up the video hour and have lunch together. I don't know.
And then eat in front of the screen?
Eat in front of the screen.
Because it can get lonely when you're working by yourself, right? Working from home sometimes, you know, you need that interaction. So I think that's quite cool.
Quite cute.
I don't think I'd be able to work remotely. Like Netflix is a thing. so that's a major problem. I don't think I'd be able to get away from the distractions. Especially when, I don't know, there's just way too many things to do other than work when you're by yourself.
Okay.
But maybe that's why, you know, you can't work out of your bed or you can't work out of your sofa. You've got to actually work like from a designated area, or maybe, you know, get out into a co-working space. Right. You know, in order to focus. But here's the thing, right? I know that I think there was a research done in the UK that said that 91% of HR professionals reported that employees were more engaged and satisfied if they were allowed to work remotely. On top of that, I think 3/4 of millennials said that they would take a pay cut to work for a company that offered flexible hours and being allowed to work remotely. But you have companies recently like IBM and Yahoo that have started scaling back their remote working hours for their employees. They fear that it would hurt productivity, it might foster unfairness, and it could be a bit difficult to manage teams. So you can see like why companies might feel like allowing, especially the unfairness part, because if say, you know, like the both of you were allowed to work remotely, but I wasn't because my tasks required me to be in-house, you know, I could feel like, hey, you know, it's kind of unfair. How come they get to work from home and don't have to brave the traffic and don't have to clock in and clock out, you know? So I can understand like the challenges.
Lopsidedness.
But I think for certain roles that involves creativity, that flexibility would be great.
Right. And of course, obviously, like, I mean, traffic, right? I mean, we can, you know, we save so much time being away from traffic and not getting caught in, because so much time is wasted that way, right? I mean, that's a no-brainer. And of course, like, over-communicate when you're working remotely, over-communicate because you don't see people. And so, you know, whether it's email or video chat, so at least you get to see people, but because things can get misconstrued and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's also easier with, like, you know, WhatsApp groups and, like you mentioned, like, you know, Slack before and, you know, tools like that. It should make it easier. Coming back to the question that we're asking you, how do you stay creative at work? Share some of your productivity hacks with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also find us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. We have some, it's a small indie band, Red Hot Chili Peppers, coming up. But when we come back, we will talk about the impending Carmageddon. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.